Welcome to Managing Safety, brought to you by the Florida Aviation Network, an effort of the National Aviation Safety Foundation and a coalition of local, regional, and national aviation organizations and agencies. This talk show addresses strategies for thinking in today's complex aviation world. Now, here's Rich Weber, Chief Pilot for the Jacksonville Sheriff's Aviation Unit and aviation speaker from Jacksonville, Florida, who is today's host.
Hey, welcome back. I'm your host, Rich Weber, with the Florida Aviation Network, and we're broadcasting to you from the Howard Hughes exhibit here in the Florida Air Museum at Sun and Fun 2013 at Lakeland Linder Regional Airport. And with me, I've been speaking with Billy Henderson, the founder of Sun and Fun, and now joining us, we also have John Leitz, Leanhouse. Welcome.
Welcome, Rich. Great to be here. Thank you so much.
Thanks for taking some time out of your busy schedule to come talk with us and let us know what's going on and where you're kind of the little past and present and future.
Well, it's really important to be here to get the story out because we got a great story to tell. From Billy's early days as a pioneer in putting this together, we've slowly evolved over time, and on our 38th year now, 39th this year, we're turning into something more relevant for the future. So we're not only bringing in all the folks that have been supporting Sun and Fun for the last 39 years, but now we're bringing in the next generation of aviators.
Which is important. That's what we've been talking about this week. We've been talking about the future of aviation, the young people, and getting them involved and getting them educated and trained and, you know, bringing up the rear behind us.
Yeah, you know, the problem has been over the last 20-some years, the glamour and the glory of being an aviator has waned substantially. The pilots in the commercial world, their salaries have gone south, retirements have gone south, so the attractiveness of getting into aviation as a career field has not been as attractive as it once was back all during the 40s, 50s, and 60s, even into the 70s. And so for that particular reason, the pilot population has shrunk substantially. Mm-hmm. And if you watch what the European environment is doing, they're putting aircraft with, instead of a pilot and a co-pilot, a pilot and a systems operator. And we don't want to have that happen in America here.
Right.
So working with AOPA and EAA and all of our friends at NBAA, we've recognized the shortfall. And rather than sit around and toast ourselves in the glory of our past, we're going to do something relevant to fix this problem that we've created, inadvertently been created, of a shortfall of aviators, and start getting people excited about being back into aviation. So that's the purpose of Sun and Fun now. Our mission, I don't know if anybody has explained this to you, but it's really simple: to preserve and enhance the future of flight through world-class events, inspiring and educating people of all ages, to get the world back in the sky. So that's our mission, and we're doing it right here at Sun and Fun today.
Well, that's excellent, because that is a big thing. You know, we've got the baby boomers that are all kind of, you know, like you said, they're retiring. They're getting to where the time where they're not. We just don't have the aviation population of pilots and even support for, you know, aviation, with which also includes, you know, mechanics and every all, you know, manufacturers. Is there's a lot of support needed, and it's important for us to do that. And I think that Sun and Fun is doing a great thing for that.
Well, you know, our number one goal here is to get the next generation excited about it. And whether or not they make it a career, which is what our first choice would be, is not as relevant as to get them to be interested in the world of flight and to support it, because it's a major industry in America.
Absolutely.
And to have a respect and admiration for the people that do fly and not look as an airline captain as a bus driver. He is not a bus driver, but that's the reference term is used in most circles to represent that kind of a career field. We're going to try to change that image and bring back that being in aviation is really cool, all
yep.
right? It's a hot thing to do. Right here on our campus, a lot of people don't know, Sun and Fun has a high school. We call it the Central Florida Aerospace Academy. Our kids in there, we just got certified to train it to be A&P mechanics. So we're with a few, less than 10 high schools in America. Can you get an A&P license right in school? We can do it here now. Our kids also, if they qualify with a high grade point average, we let them learn to fly for free. We put them in kids in cockpits. That's what we do. So we're not only teaching them to work on them, build them, design them, but also fly them. And that's our focus, to build that population up, create a model where other communities can do the same thing. You know, we don't want to have a franchise on this thing, a patent on it. We want to set a standard of aviation excellence that others want to emulate all around America, around the world for that matter. If you go out on our ramp right now just to verify what we're doing, you're going to see a FedEx jet, a 727-200. They don't just give those away to somebody who's throwing a party. They're giving that away to somebody who's making a difference for the future.
Absolutely.
And that's what Sun and Fun is doing right now. So we've got that here because we partnered with FedEx. They understand that we're going to help them put packages in the air. So that's their interest. And then if you were here yesterday, you saw an Airbus 320 fly in here with 168 kids from all over the nation with the big color jet blue on it. Based right here in Orlando, we're now partnering with them. They came over and asked us, what do we needed for our kids in the high school over here? We said, we need iPads. They go, done. We need some workshop equipment. Done. They're here to support us. We're now going to team with JetBlue as we all are focused on getting kids in cockpits and build the pilot population back.
That is great. That's excellent. That's what we need to do. And like you said, setting an example, setting the bar, that then just because you may not be located here in Santa Fe, if you're in another area of the country, you can still provide these kind of resources for your students and getting your A&P in high school, like you said, that's a small percentage of that are able to do that, and maybe we can get more to do so too because it's important.
Yeah, and along that lines, we actually teamed up with our Polk State College so that now these kids in this high school are getting college credit for aviation-related courses, and their private pilot license training is college credit as well. So literally, if a kid didn't do goofy stuff in this high school, in 4 years, you would almost have an associate's degree, a private pilot license, and an A&P license, all for the cost of zero.
How about that? And a high school education.
And a high school education to boot. So it's just a wonderful place to be.
It is excellent. We know I talked with George Proteska and a couple of the students from over there with the astronaut challenge, and that's another thing that's going on here that's a big part of the Sun and Fun and the CFAA, the Central Florida Aerospace Academy. So there's a lot going on over there that's really helping our youth.
Well, I'm sure you've been told what we're doing here in this particular building, haven't you?
Tell us.
All right. We realize that museums have a very relevant place in history, and we had a really fine museum here. But let's face it, there was a world-class museum not more than 15 miles down the road by my friend Kermit Weeks, has one of the world's largest collection of incredible aircraft in his Fantasy of Flight. We support and help him as much as we can and team as well. There's no reason to compete with him. And it really doesn't do much to educate the future or get a kid inspired right here. So we said, let's turn this into a learning center. So it's going to be an aviation discovery experience. So it's going to have artifacts in here. It's going to have some really neat, unusual, and special airplanes. But it's going to have hands-on interactive exhibits where kids can learn how an airplane flies, why it does what it does, how weather develops, how do you talk on the radio, how does a Garmin 790 work, how do you move information, how do you navigate, how do you calculate fuel. And all of this is going to be right in the midst of our learning center that we're going to use to be part of the high school but open to the public year-round to bring their kids in here, kind of like a Mosey, all right?
Right.
It's science and industry. And get them to touch and feel, smell, and understand that every kid flies. Every kid can fly if they want to. And let them see that it's not that hard. Make it simple. Make it enjoyable. Make it a learning experience.
And that's a dream of most kids. Maybe they don't think they have the means to do it or the resources, but actually this is something that hasn't gone on for many years. And just hearing this and knowing that it's going on and everything that I've seen, this is something that's really a big asset for our youth.
Oh, it is. And, we've already got two wind tunnels in here. We've got our first simulator up and operating. It's a Piper Warrior. We're starting to work on you're on the soundstage. We're going to do the arts in here. The next thing is our weather station. We've got a wind tunnel, a wind generator that you can experience what 78 mile an hour winds are like.
Right.
And the next thing is going to be showing us up by the WeatherX guys are going to put in a weather exhibit on showing how weather develops and how you understand it and fly in it.
Having these resources though, and having these sponsors, if you will, is just so important, and it's just really an important thing that we just can't do without now.
The sponsors make all the difference in the world, and we've teamed with FedEx and are going to team with JetBlue. All of our aviation friends with Garmin, Sennheiser, Bose, the list goes on, Honda. Believe it or not, those are big, big supporters of Sun and Fun. Banks are now involved. When you tell someone that you're building the future, they want to get involved.
Absolutely.
And so we were literally having to be selective about what kind of companies we want to align ourselves with, mm-hmm. because it's the image. We're a family-oriented organization, a 501 nonprofit, and we're here to make sure we're good stewards of those hard-earned dollars from other companies. But at the end of the day, they got to see results. We have to produce something, mm-hmm. not just say, thanks for the money, we're having a party.
Right.
All right, we got to produce a product, and that product is a kid in a cockpit.
Mm-hmm. And that's going to make a big difference for our future, just like you said, yeah. because that's what we need. With the shortcomings coming up, we've got to be able to do that. And you're doing a lot of hard work efforts that is going to pay off.
Can you read what it says on a shirt right there, Rich? Can you read what
Sun and Fun, what's a bright future through aviation.
There you go.
Excellent. What else is? Can you tell us about what's going on at Sun and Fun this year that that you might want to highlight?
Well, we did a couple of things. First and foremost, one of the complaints that we've had over the years is it costs too much to come to Sun and Fun. And I said, well, you know what? If you're a pilot, I'm going to drop the rate. You fly your airplane in here, because that's what it is. It is a fly-in. I said, $25 and you can fly on in, and everybody in your airplane. So this year, for the first time in several, we're maxing out on airplanes and campers underneath them.
Excellent. Yeah. $25, that's a drop in the bucket.
It's
that's nothing.
So our crowds are filling, our ramps are filled out there. And then the other thing we did is back in February, we said, we love our fans. Happy Valentine's Day. How about a half-price ticket to come for the week?
Yes.
We sold 40,000 in less than 10 days.
Excellent.
All right?
Excellent.
That's just fabulous.
That just shows you that there's still a big desire, and there's still a lot of people flying, even though everybody knows this is hard times right now, economic times. But that just shows you that there's still that interest and that love and passion for flying. That's great.
Well, you know, what we're telling them is this is not our event. It's their event. Mm-hmm. This is for the people that want to get together, share the aviation experience, and then pass it on and help build that next generation of aviator.
That's great. Well, we'll see. And you know, there's plenty of events still. You know, the people haven't made it out here yet. There's still plenty of events, you know, today and tomorrow and I guess a wrap-up on Sunday.
Oh, yeah. Well, we got our Friday. Our Friday show is a big one today. Warbirds are flying. Friday night air show with fireworks. Tomorrow's another big show. We got our Black Diamond jet teams flying. And then tomorrow night as well, on Saturday night, we're going to have another night show because everybody loves them.
Everybody loves the night shows, you know, with the lights and some of them even have, I guess, fireworks on.
Yeah.
Team
Aerodynamics is going to be out here, and they're going to be the first time ever they're going to do a night show with 12 RVs.
See, there's plenty to see out here.
Night shows in America. Yeah. When the man from Radius came down and flew for him.
Excellent.
Many years ago, I met him out in Las Vegas.
Excellent. We've got also the balloon launch tomorrow morning.
Yep.
That's something for people to come
6:30, 7 o'clock, the sun comes up. They should be going up into the sky. Let's hope the weather lets them do it.
Yep, balloon launch. They can come early for the balloon launch, get something to eat, and it's time to hit the flight line out there.
Absolutely. Lots to do. Fun stuff. It's really exciting out here today and tomorrow. There's so much to see and do. More vendors than we've had in years. Passed over 500 exhibitors from all around the world. It's just phenomenal. You cannot see it all in one day.
No, and you can't. And that's the thing. There's also group rates, correctly.
Yep,
multi-day show passes.
We've got hundreds and hundreds and thousands of kids out here on school tours today, and they're jam up. Our forums are packed. We moved them into the high school, and the forums are now packed again like they used to be.
Well, see, that's important, though, as aviators and they can gather information and knowledge and training that's going to help them become a better pilot, a safer pilot, which is all part of this whole thing. And like Billy said, that Sun and Fun is a way to make new friends, meet people, all with the common denominator of aviation.
Yep.
But there's a lot here to do.
His attitude, because I flew over 400 kids, and now they're flying airlines and astronauts and mm-hmm. stuff over the years, and then I helped start Young Eagles at Oshkosh, and we're up to 1,700,000. And the commander of the Thunderbirds came over and shook my hand. He said, "You don't remember me, but you took me flying years ago."
Wow.
And I said, "No, I don't play." She said, "I was only 4 feet tall, and you let me fly your airplane."
How about that?
You never know how you touch people's eyes.
The commander of the Thunderbirds, well, that's pretty impressive.
Yeah, he came over and gave me his card and wanted me to call him when the show was over and visit a little bit. And he was 12 or 13 years old, and I took him flying. I said, "You fly, I got to talk on the radio." And he did pretty dang good, too. He ended up lieutenant commander in the Thunderbirds. So
we don't
realize. A lot of great people, and I helped. I was on the board of directors when we started Young Eagles, and I talked them into letting EIA handle it because they had 120 nations that had EIA chapters. And they sent me a report. They send me a weekly report, and they're up to 1,700,000 plus kids they've flown now.
That's incredible.
Members have flown, so it's been quite, and I love the way this guy's thinking.
Well, he's.
Because we're back to basic.
Exactly.
It's back to bringing the pilots back to enjoy themselves, share their experiences, and pass them along.
I've got one final comment I want to make. I'm proud my son helped start this, and he went to Las Vegas and talked Howard Hughes' attorney into giving us all of his memorabilia. I think we've even got his original movies Howard made.
Yes, sir, we do. We got the original movies in the can.
So it's great life, great people. It's all about people. Money's just incidental.
Right.
Thank you very much.
Well, you know, Billy, we appreciate you coming here, and you've got a lot of history that you've been able to share
Thank
with us.
Thank this guy for inviting me back. I hadn't been back for a while.
Well, we're glad to have you back out here. You made
a
big
real
difference.
Gentleman.
Well, Billy, what do you think about when you first started Sun and Fun? You know, you had some sights, some vision, just some ideas that you wanted to have with Sun and Fun.
In fact, we put in flight simulators when my son was running out, and a friend up in Virginia donated them and paid for all of them.
What do you think about what you were thinking back then to where it's at now? Do you?
It's got a ways to go, but it's coming, isn't it?
We got a long road in front of us, but we're on the road, and we're picking up speed.
I was going to retire and build him a museum and had the money to build it, and I couldn't get anybody to talk to me after I retired. So I gave them all their money back.
Well.
One of them's visiting here today. I'll try to see that you get to meet him.
Well, we appreciate it. You know, we got some really good sponsors now.
Oh, yeah.
And they're making a difference. They're really, really helping. They're coming back.
I've seen a few this year I haven't seen in 8 or 10 years. But some of them's quite wealthy and great people.
Well, it's important, though, because sponsors what you need. I mean, times are tough, and you have to have sponsors. And these some of these businesses that are stepping up and wanting to see that the youth are, you know, getting prepared, and that's what it's all about.
We were all volunteer for 10 years. We couldn't afford salaries.
You know, what's really neat is the folks, you know, talk about sponsors. You know that every single person that walks through that gate or flies their airplane in is a sponsor. To
Absolutely, because they're going to talk about it, they're going to share their experiences, and they're going to promote Sun and Fun.
Yep, and their hard-earned dollars go right back into the future of flight.
Absolutely.
Your true VIPs are your volunteers and supporters.
Yep. Well, you know, Lights, it's really a good thing what you're doing, because it's important, like I said before, and it's important that, you know, that you have helped with this, because that's our future, and what are we going to do if we didn't? You know, we keep having this pilot shortage they talk about, and as it gets more and more of a problem, well, we got to be ahead of the, you know, got to get a bit ahead of the curve.
Yeah, this
and
is the time to do
without
it.
Without you doing
around.
It. Absolutely.
You've think you've been coming for almost 30 years, haven't you?
Yeah, I started coming here in 1980. I flew in here in a 1940 Lusca Mayday.
Well, you've got a pretty interesting.
You won an award that year,
yeah.
too, by the way.
Really?
For restoration work.
Yeah, for the restoration on the airplane. And then I came back in a 1946 Stomp SV-4C, an old French military trainer. Then I came in a Citabria. And then I started coming in a FNA-18 Hornet.
Yes.
And putting on a show here. And then the last 10 years, my wife made me camp under the wing underneath our steerman.
Well, that's
brings
quite,
back memories.
That
oh,
is
yeah.
Well. You've got quite an interesting background yourself, though. You know, you just started to touch on it right there in the Navy. But don't be too modest. Tell us a little bit about your background with the Navy and some of the carriers.
I couldn't rub two sticks together to make a fire, and I couldn't add two numbers to make another number match. So I joined the Navy, and I thought I'd travel the world and go to exotic and unusual places. Unfortunately, I did it on an aircraft carrier, and they told me I had to land on the thing because that's where the food was. So I spent 28 years cruising around the Pacific, the Atlantic, the Mediterranean. I've been to every continent and every ocean on the planet. Spent more time in places than my home than I should have, probably. But it was a great experience and met some wonderful people. And aviation within the ranks of the service is a bond of brothers that never will be broken. Once you make a friend in flight school, you're there for the rest of your life.
And you're always going to have that bond with them, aren't you?
Always do. So, I look back with great fond memories of my years on the carrier. They were tough. Let me know, there's no two ways about it. There was nothing easy about it. Mm-hmm. And you had to, every day you're on your game. You're playing in the Olympics every time you put it down on that flight deck, doing about 160 miles an hour. And so the bottom line is it was a great preparation for running Sun and Fun.
Well, you've done a great job with that, and we really appreciate what you're doing for Sun and Fun now and for the future of our aviators, and both of you joining us. We really appreciate you, Billy, coming and talking with us. And Lights, absolutely. We appreciate
great to be
what
here.
You do. And this is your host, Rich Weber, with the Florida Aviation Network. So stay tuned, and we'll be talking to you again soon.
We hope you've enjoyed today's Managing Safety, brought to you by the Florida Aviation Network, an effort of the National Aviation Safety Foundation and a coalition of local, regional, and national aviation organizations and agencies. Please visit our studio website to hear past programs.